Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler, and, well, looks like I have a couple of co-hosts today. Of course, you know my co-host, Robbie.
What's going on?
So, and sitting beside me, I have the Ken Zidell.
The one and only.
The one and only.
One and only with you tonight.
So,
what's going on, Kenneth?
He was hanging out. He was hanging out here, and so I said, let's just put a pair of earphones on and let him go to rock.
Thought we'd come in tonight, do a little 4-H, and getting done with the kids, and thought I'd stick around and talk to y'all.
All right, then. Man. I'm going to let him replace me. I'm just going to sit back and watch.
Oh, no. He's got to read all this. He'd be like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. But anyway, so what's been going on, Robbie? It seemed like I've seen you here, like, not too long ago. It's been, like, face-to-face several times here. Like,
I know, man. We go 3.5 years or so and don't see one another but like once or maybe twice. And then now we've seen each other like
2 weekends back to back,
3 or 4 times in just a couple
That's
weeks.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's crazy as all get out.
But no, it's been good. Got some lifts in today.
Got everything received in the inventory. You get a bottom lands in?
Did not get any bottom land, but I got a First Light Spectre and a Sitka Subalpine. Sold an Alpha X33 today. Got a 30 to build. Actually going to do a Facebook video, or not Facebook, but a YouTube video with a buddy of mine, Nick Edwards, that has a YouTube channel, Raising Arrows, and he's got a new Alpha X that just came in, so we're going to build it Monday. Hopefully he'll have that video up on his YouTube channel in a couple of days or so afterwards. So just been hanging out, man, putting bows together. Doing the thing. How about y'all?
Let's see. I was trying to be as lazy as could Sunday after our all day, every day, watching the kids shoot all day. I'm going to apologize to everybody because the other parts of the podcast are not up yet. The ones we recorded there, they will go out in pieces. From each interview, I'll break them apart and put their names and stuff and they'll start going out this week. I did have a retro TikTok go out, and everybody saw it go everywhere else, too.
I saw that. John, you had a lot less gray.
There wasn't near as much gray in that.
I seen it, and I was at first, I was like, man, that ain't. No, that's got to be old.
That's why I put the little retro logo on the side of it. But,
yeah, I didn't catch that. At first, I seen your face, and I'm like, Yeah, no, that's not John of today.
No, it was definitely not. 2011, I think, is when that went out. So that was the first podcast, I believe. That was what the first video. I filmed it.
So that's on the Georgia Archery YouTube channel.
It is on the YouTube channel. It's the first. I think it's the first one that was a true interview, FaceTime. You know, who shot where type thing. So.
That was back at the old Lake Oconee.
No, this was at the house before that.
Oh.
This was actually turned on the laptop and did it straight off the laptop.
Dang.
It's crazy. But, yeah, we did that. And homeschool classes started back today. So, taught a lot of new – had a bunch of new ones and returnings coming in. So, they're another 7 weeks of – teaching them how to do their thing. I'm going to ask Ken, what you been doing besides fighting fires or keeping fires from being fall?
Not sure which fires we're fighting anymore. got a little behind. Season kind of snuck up on me. I got started, started getting started with you with indoor and course.
Work gets in the way.
Work gets in the way and getting sick gets
Sickness
in the way.
Gets
so,
in the way.
Trying to get ready for Nationals in Kentucky and shift gears to 3D, and was a little disappointed I didn't get to go to Baker this weekend. I was really looking forward to that, but I did get up to see everybody at S3DA.
Yep.
And got to see some old faces and hang out a little bit, and that was pretty fun. And then as soon as we got back from that, was able to get the wife motivated, and we got out and got some bows ready to go. So I think we're ready for 3D season, and we're just puttering along just a little late.
So, Ken, I take it that y'all are not going to Foley this weekend.
I will not make Foley, but I should see everybody at Benning.
So that's the word, is none of us three won't be there.
Nope, I won't be there. Oh. But I got to look. What? And of course, I know this is off topic, but do we know when the dates for Benning are?
Yes. They're on the Georgia Archery calendar, sir.
Well, I'm looking at it.
Pull up the calendar, man. It's on there.
It is the weekend after we get back from Kentucky.
Yep. It is the fourth weekend in March, so it's 22nd, yep. 23rd, 24th. So
I may be able to ride over on a Sunday, but the following weekend I'm off on half day Friday and Saturday, and because I'm going to the coast to go fishing. So
I heard you tell me that.
If I try to take two Saturdays off in a row, I'll be unemployed.
I understand that. And the bills still got to get paid.
Yeah.
But speaking of bow setups, well, you know, I had a big brown truck stop at the house Monday.
Uh-oh.
Dropped off a new toy.
Uh-oh.
I said, I got to get up. That was Monday, right? We come in Tuesday. I was like, well, got to come in. Got to go to work early. Why? I said, I got a new toy to play with. So I opened it, put strings on it, put everything on it. I've shot about 25 shots through it. It'll make its debut very soon. That's my 3D bow. So,
heck yeah.
Reckoning Gen 2, 39, 70 pounds. And it's pretty because it's illusion green with white limbs.
Ooh.
It is pretty. So it'll make its debut very shortly. I just want to put it all together. I did a few videos of me putting the strings on and stuff like that, so I'll cut that up and stick it out.
Did you get to do that with your new camera?
No, I did not get to do that with the new camera. I got to do that with my little pocket camera because it's just easier and I knew how to work it. I haven't played with the new camera, but guess what? You spoke of the new camera. We're not
You're
Blinky
not blinking.
John. That's right. I'm
You're
not
Blinky,
Blinky
John.
John. So Ken's over here going, oh, Lord. But
and it's doing a good job. I mean,
it is.
From what I can see, y'all look good. You're pretty much in focus, and everything back beyond y'all
is all blurred
is blurred out. So you've got the f-stop now where it needs to be.
That's what I was hoping for. We're working on it, trying to get it right. But let's we do have a podcast, dude.
Yeah, we need to jump in this. We done jumped off into a rabbit hole pretty quickly.
That's what's gonna happen. So who shot this past weekend there, Robbie?
You want to let Ken take the first one?
Can
you read it?
Can you read from here?
Yeah. So it looks like on Saturday we had the folks at Coastal, a new club set up down there in South Georgia on the coast. Looks like they had 31 archers show up, so that's pretty good. That seems like a pretty good turnout. I was looking forward to maybe getting down there one day myself. I'm going to try to travel around a little more this year and see some more of the folks in Georgia. So hoping to make a stop down there at some point. But,
March 17th. They
great turnout, it looks like.
Yeah. March
17th.
That's
over on the coastal side, so it's going to be sandy and all them bushes with thorns and stuff
good,
on them.
Good and flat.
Cactus, you better not shoot and miss.
There might be an alligator in the swamp. Who knows?
Yeah, no joke.
All right.
Well,
awesome.
Also on Saturday, we had Baker Circuit over at Rocky Branch.
Yep.
And they had 44 archers.
Yeah, and they paid out big money.
I saw that.
I don't know if you've seen how that works or read their rules and stuff. They're working pretty good. Had a good time. There was a few guys that we know come down from different places and podiumed over there.
So. Altizer shot in it, did he?
Yes, sir. Altizer does shoot in the Baker Circuit and so
now is that a new thing?
I think it's 3 years old now, but I ain't positive on that. Okay. But it's a bigger buy-in, bigger payout. It's for, and they just pay a host club a certain amount per archer. So,
yeah, gotcha. It looks like a real cool setup. And right now, you know, they're trying to grow it.
Yep.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward myself to getting to go and shoot one or two of them this year.
Well, there will be one in Gainesville.
There will be one in Gainesville.
I know you've shot Gainesville before.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. And right now, you know, as they're trying to grow it, I think there's some, if you look on their website, I think there's some discounts if you'll bring a friend.
Right. Well, yeah.
Can I be your friend, Ken?
Hey, come on. I can use all the help I can get.
Yeah, and they do have a visitor, a discount that you don't have to pay the full entry for one event. And then if you, you know, they're just trying to make it grow, and they're working hard at it. But it looks like they'll get bigger as it, and it has gotten bigger. They had 44 archers, so I think the first one they had, and they do an indoor piece too, so it's pretty cool.
And this is one of those. The more they grow, the better the payout.
Payout for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, their structure is really pretty neat. So S3DA State Indoor in Banks County. Well, I could say Hazard County because we were.
Well, Roscoe didn't show up. Roscoe Pico Train.
Roscoe Pico Train didn't have to come up there at all. But we did have an ambulance, you know. So
yeah, I heard about that.
Girl had a seizure. But that's all right. We ended up with 153 scores recorded. I think is what way I should have said.
That's a lot of young kids in one building at one time.
All day long.
I shouldn't say at one time, but, you know, in and out. That's a lot of kids.
It was a lot.
And continues to grow every year. S3DA in this state is just growing at such a rapid pace. Slowly getting to where we're going to outgrow facilities, which is a cool problem to have. But it's good to see all the kids out and that many bows with the youngsters. I mean –
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Sorry, I got a text message I got to respond to real quick.
I hear you. That's what happens with work, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I tell you what's funny is if every qualified shooter had signed up to show up, we would not have room to shoot. We would have had to been a two-day event.
Wow.
That's where we were at. And it got pretty scary there for a little while. So.
I almost look by next year state indoor. It's going to be a Friday night, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday. I truly think you're going to outgrow one day by next season.
Yep. If it keeps going.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. Don't get me wrong, but it's a great problem to have.
For sure. I mean, that's what we want. We want to have that problem. I mean, it's trying to get what we want to get. I'm trying to work on some microphones here because Robbie popped in there real loud for a second. He's usually backed off a little bit.
You know, one of the things I love so much about S3DA is it's teaching everything. I mean, it's teaching all three disciplines. It's teaching conservation. It's probably one of the most well-rounded programs. And then it's set up so much for the kids to help them after they get out of high school if they want to look forward with some scholarships and stuff like that. I mean, it's just an all-around great program.
For sure.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Well, it was great, and we have a lot of recordings that are coming out for all of them that sat down with us. A whole lot of personal best, and a whole lot of people we talked to.
That was the trend. I mean, it seemed like every young person that come and sat down after, you know, scoring, well, how'd you do? I shot my personal best. How'd you do? I shot my personal best. I think we went on a run of like 12.
It was a block.
Or something?
Yep, it was a lot. But, yeah, we had a good time, and all of those podcasts will be uploaded in pieces so that everybody can hear them. Well, on Sunday, we had another round of shooting. Kennesaw Archery Club that had moved their shoot from last week for the flood, moved it to Sunday, and they ended up with 30 archers. From what I understand, it's pretty darn cold on Sunday morning.
I don't know. I wasn't very spry here. Early Sunday morning. So.
I seen some Facebook posts coming from Kennesaw Archery on Sunday showing some 31s and some 32s and definitely testing that level of commitment.
For sure.
Yes. But well, North 40 also shot. We don't know exactly how many archers they had.
That's right.
They did shoot on Sunday as well.
Yeah, I couldn't find any information out on that. And Outback Archery ended up with 44 archers down there this weekend. He was very happy. He actually seen he came in the store this week, and he was very happy with what he had. So
R&D over there with Bill and Blake shot on Sunday, had 27 archers.
Yep. And then Sweetwater Archery Club, which remember I caught it right as we was fixing to do, found their darn list of shoot dates. Ended up with 31 archers. So that's who shot this past weekend, with several people that were shooting good. So,
And if you haven't been to any of these, I've shot every one of those that from Sunday, and they all set great ranges, yep. And they're all, you know, good within people. An hour's drive of where we're at. So all of them good people, good fun to hang out, and they all have good courses.
Yep. Well, if you watched the video last weekend, and you probably heard it if you listened to the podcast, the cam video had everybody riled up to shoot 3D. I was ready to go, fire a light up. I was going to come to your house, turn the lights on, shoot all your targets because I was wanting it that bad. So that means this weekend, starting truthfully tomorrow, right? Tomorrow will be Thursday. Well, when this comes out, they will be shooting the team shoot, I reckon, tomorrow. And everybody's headed that way. And
I saw where several are already there.
Oh, yeah. There's several already there trying to do their thing. But if you're not going to the ASA and you do want a place to shoot, Rocky Comfort is shooting. They're in Louisville, Georgia. They're actually having a shoot on Saturday. So you can go over there and shoot with them if you're not going to the ASA. And then we're going to look at ASA stuff all weekend long. We'll probably launch people, get pictures, that kind of thing. And talk about it as we go. It'll see it all over the social media. Who's doing what?
You got
what.
Some secret photographers over there to get some.
I wish I did. I had some of that lined up, and then some of that didn't go like it should have. So It's always something, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure somebody will send some pictures.
Oh yeah, I got some folks that are supposed to be sending me some pictures. I'm hoping that the Georgia Archery logo makes a presence somewhere out there. So, but that's what's going on. That's how this weekend's really not like a lot to talk about for what's going on, because we all know that the big show is happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, first one of the year.
Yeah, and Saturday afternoon, I hope to be watching some Georgia archers in some of the classes shoot for the shoot down.
Yeah, yes. So I hope to see some of our brethren and sister in.
Oh, yeah.
Shooting down. Hopefully Ken Wood for the first
Ken
time.
Ken Wood for That'd the first cool. time. That would be really cool.
I was
cool.
to say good. You know, big shout out to Ken making his debut this weekend in the,
that's right. in the pro class. Senior the old pro. Man pro class.
Yep.
So hoping he does great this week. He had a great weekend last week, it looked like. So yep. I believe the verdict is ready to go.
And he was still working. Trying to get to fine tune it. I know that there's, the normals, Kaylee Johnston, she was ready. Boykin from, Savannah area,
him.
Yep. He said he was hot and ready. He was answering to shoot some real targets for real people with a real group of people instead of just in his yard. That's what he told me. So.
Yeah, Miss Tiffany Tanner last weekend was getting some practice in. Last weekend practice, mm-hmm. getting ready
I
to go.
I saw that.
Yep, and then, that old Big Time down, he's on the – you never know about old Big Time. But we wish him the best of luck, see if he can get on that podium. And old Sam, Sam's doing his thing, he was ready to go. He was chomping at the bit when I saw him at Lancaster. He's like, I just want to shoot 3D target, But so yeah, we're wishing all of them, and I know I've missed some because we always do. Byron.
Oh, Byron! Yeah, he's making his debut.
He makes his debut
in a pro class
in
as well.
In a pro class as well. And then, there's several. I'm just drawing a blank. Been a long day. God, I hate to miss anybody. But if you are a Georgia archer, we're going to wish you luck no matter what class you're shooting in.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think I'm going to go shooting a junior eagle class.
you better stay up here with us old folks. I don't think you're going to go down there.
You got to tighten up down there, buddy.
Yeah, no joke. I seen them kids shooting this weekend.
Man, it was calling out them pins classes, and they were shooting 340-something Xs. And I'm like, what? Them kids, oh, my goodness. They were tearing it up.
Yeah, you better stay with us old folks. You go down there and them kids make you hurt your feelings.
I was watching them shoot.
I do want to say we had a bunch of things that didn't get on the while I'm thinking, right? Things that didn't get on the show notes. We had a lot of kids that shot the Kentucky U.S. Archery Indoor Nationals this past weekend. We had several people up there from Georgia. So congratulations to the ones that, you know, shot real well. And I forgot, I counted it was 14 or 15 of kids that were up there and adults that shot from Georgia that went to it. Because U.S. Archery Nationals breaks it up into multiple places. And so you could have shot real early in Florida, or you could have shot, you know, this one. And then there's one more, I think. But, you know, they got one different places. Virginia's having one somewhere. So, but congratulations for all those that traveled all that way. And then, you know, like I said, we talked about the Baker Circuit. And then that new TSO. I don't know if you saw anything on the TSO, but.
What is the TSO?
It's the Shootout.
The Shootout Series.
Started Kentucky. And they built this thing around Kentucky, Tennessee, whatever. Now they brought some into Georgia, some into Alabama. And so we had some several Georgians that were that went up there and actually brought a belt buckle back. Mr. Frederick come back with his belt buckle, and Jesse Garrett, and I think his daughter podium too. So
I think I seen some of the paces maybe was over.
Yeah.
Looked like a real cool shoot-off, too. It looked like it's kind of Lancaster kind of mentality.
It was in Murfreesboro is where the where the shoot-off was. Or no, not Murphy. Yeah, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So, yeah, that's where they had it. And they set them on a podium. And they actually set you on a podium. And they were shooting four kids at a time or four people at a time. And your opponent was standing beside you shooting. And then they had, the male and the female. Age group shot at the same time, so they got it done faster. It was pretty cool, but it was live viewed on YouTube and the whole night. I mean,
A lot of that was going on Saturday, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yep, mm-hmm. And it was going on all oddball times.
Little blips. But,
yeah, and
I know
Jesse Garrett won the bow hunter class. So congratulations to him. So there's things that you miss when you're doing 25 things at once, right?
Yeah. But, well, this ain't your full-time gig. So
no, it isn't.
It's not like you're sitting back spending several hours studying and researching and putting everything together. So.
But I caught it, so, I got to talk
about it. So you haven't completely lost your mind, just part of it.
I didn't know I had one. But, hey, look, I got a little music in the background. Talk about completely.
Well, one of the cool things is we talked about, Baker starting and really getting rolling pretty good and the Shootout Series and some of the other stuff is if you're interested in archery and you're wanting to shoot, the sport continues to grow. And there's almost not a weekend goes by from here to about August that you can't find some place to shoot if you really want to.
100%.
So So if you're wanting to get out there and you want to have a good time, there's plenty of places in and around Georgia to do it.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, if you want to find a place, find out when and where and how, like a date of some reason, like where your date is bending, where can you find that information, Robbie?
You could probably go to GeorgiaArchery.com.
Yep, GeorgiaArchery.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on the what?
The Tweeter.
Yep. You can find us on the X. On the X now, yep.
It'll always be Tweeter.
Yep. You can find us on Snappy Chats.
Yep.
And then you.
I can't find you on Snapchat because I don't do it. But sure somebody can find you.
Some of the same stuff's been posted in the stories on Snapchat as it is on the other. So you can find us on the biggest thing right now is TikTok. I mean, it really is.
I was fixing to say you can grow it on the top.
And the talk is growing big. Picking up numbers. The biggest thing I ask for everybody is to, if you follow us on YouTube, like and share, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you follow us on Facebook, like and share. If you follow, wherever you like us, follow us, share it, tell everybody about it so we can know and we can grow our numbers because,
Well, it's all about growing the sport, ultimately, that's right. And that's what we're trying to do.
And so if more people that know about us and then they'll contact us and we can spread more word about anything that's going on, so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's going to be about it today.
I was going to say, that's about it.
Yep.
Ken?
Well, good to see
you. Hey, man. Yeah, dude, you got to do this again.
Well, I enjoy getting to hang out.
Yeah.
This is almost like we're all getting to hang out in the range again.
Almost. Just,
you know, 3 hours apart.
The gang's all back together again, huh?
Yeah.
Kinda.
It was good. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can find us on all of that. If you have a question or a comment or you want to send me a message, you can email me at georgiaarchery@gmail.com. But until
all
next,
complaints also go
to Robbie Surface. Anyway.
No.
All right. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
And I'm Ken.
We'll see ya.